This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. She writes a column for the Battle Creek Inquirer. She is a journalist, a playwright, a novelist. To be that prolific, Nicole Mullis has learned to write on the run, grabbing moments wherever she can. When it came to writing her novel, A Teacher Named Faith, her children soon understood Mom had adopted another kid into the family, a laptop called Little Brother.
One day I had the laptop in the back of the car and we stopped. You know, the kids move their stuff around or whatever. We stopped short and the laptop pitched forward. And as anyone who is on a budget will tell you, it was just horrifying to me. And so I jokingly said, let's seatbelt it into the car.
Oh,
and that's what it became, the little brother. So
okay,
I have two girls, a boy, and a computer.
when you start using a car seat for it, we know we're in trouble.
yes, that would be bad.
So tell me, Nicole, about your journey as a writer.
I've always wanted to write. Grew up reading the newspaper with my father, and actually I was a huge Mitch Albom fan. I was a huge Detroit Tiger fan, which is why I was reading the sports section, and I started reading it right around the time that he became a columnist. I thought I wanted to be a sports columnist.
And you were a sports columnist at one point, were you not?
I worked in sports department, sports stringing, which at the time I was doing it, it was a completely male-dominated department. So I did a lot of sailboat race coverage, but I did some fun stuff too. And I found out really quickly that although I love baseball and I love sports, I liked the drama that was going on with those sports. I liked the stories, which is why I think I was attracted to the column part of it. I have no mind, and certainly not the mind that you should have to be a beat writer, which is latching on to those statistics and remembering who was playing second in 1963 during, you know, that wasn't me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just liked the drama of it. And
but, you know, I've always found that even if you're not a big sports fan, it's a story of of a hero's quest.
Yes.
Which really is the basis for all classic stories.
I completely agree. And especially in a game of baseball where the failure rate is astronomical, it really translates to me to almost everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one of those people who could watch a ball game for 6 hours and appreciate the drama of it and what's going on and that fight with yourself and how it's an individual thing, but also a group thing. I don't know. I could go on and on. So that's the part I loved.
Yeah.
But wasn't going to be, you know, the beat writer that I think I went to school for.
But you've also written all these other columns. So tell us about the other ones and you're to this day Battle Creek Inquirer columnist. Yes. Once a week.
That came about. So I got married and I had these children and I was a stay-at-home mom. And I believe every mom needs to do what they need to do. We were lucky that we were able to do this. And
yeah.
But I don't think in a way it was as big of a sacrifice for me as maybe another person, because I had this writing life. And as soon as those babies were down, I was on our computer or with a notebook. I mean, it wasn't really fair. So yes, I worked very hard, but they sort of fed into each other. Taking care of the kids also in a way took care of the writing. Taking care of the writing also took care of the kids. So I was very blessed and very fortunate in that respect. And I was looking to get back out there. It was kind of scary. I wrote some pieces and gave it to the Inquirer. And they came back and said they were interested in me being a columnist. I think it was like once a month on a Friday.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I'm speaking with Nicole Mullis, who says her love of writing began with plays. That love was tested, however, watching an actor transform her lines on stage.
I remember the first time I was watching people put the play on for my first play. And I'm sitting there, and the guy was reading the part, and it just wasn't at all the way that character sounded in my head. He was too loud. He was too fast. He was too snarky. And that's just not. And I remember watching him, and afterwards, I went out with the assistant director, and we were talking. He said, "How do you think it's going?" And I said, "Well, how long are you going to let him do it like that?" And he was looking at me, and I go, because, you know, when I did my spiel, and he was so kind, he looked at me and said, "Remember, it's a collaborative project, and the actor is finding his voice in this character, and if it's really off the mark, we'll rein it in." He's like, "But it's early," and it's so funny, because I ended up out of all the people in that play, that guy was probably my favorite.
So I understand that when this is your first novel, A Teacher Named Faith.
First published novel.
Good point. There's probably 10 in the drawer. Did it start from a writer's block when you were working on a play?
The play On Bended Knee, which is a two-act comedy, I was stuck. And I thought, well, I think I might want to play with it. Very, very quickly, it went in a completely different direction. Like I said, when you open it with, at the time, this had changed, but it opened on the morning of 9/11. We're not going to a comedy, so.
And that takes some courage right there, because 9/11 is such a huge event in American history, and it's been written about and talked about and covered in so many ways. To take that on,
it does take a lot of courage. And if you don't ever think the novel's going to see the light of day, you can play all day long in whatever you want to do. And obviously 9/11 affected everybody very deeply. Very wisely, when Kern Press made the offer of publication, they had a couple of global edits, which was big changes. They wanted 9/11, the actual happening on 9/11, not to happen. They wanted to remove it a step. And
yeah,
I was upset inside because I had done so much research. I was so careful. I watched and read, and, you know, so there's that part. But I said, you know, I'm not Tom Clancy. I don't know how to replace a terrorist event, you know. And the story wasn't about 9/11. It was about these control freaks and the chaos that kind of saves them from themselves. And a terrorist attack is that great big loss of control for everybody. And they said, yes, exactly. It's not a story about 9/11. And
true.
I kind of soldiered on. And about the middle of chapter 5, I realized that they were just brilliant.
So I'm going to ask you to give us a synopsis without giving away what happens. And maybe one way to do that is to tell us about the characters.
The main player is Saul Thorne. He's a Detroit political cartoonist for a Detroit paper. And he decides he's not going into work on the anniversary of 9/11 because he's a little bit of a cynical guy, and he's done with the retrospection and the patriotism and everything kind of looking the same. And in the morning, he sees, you know, he's still consuming news because that's who he is. And there is a terrorist event that happens, a smaller one, and he has to come back into work, basically. He has a very tortured relationship with pretty much everyone in his life. So unbeknownst to him, his twin brother, who has been in and out of seminaries his whole life, was flying home that day and is in Detroit. And he had just left a seminary. Unknown to his family, he's going to propose to a former girlfriend. Those two lives are the ones that I'm most concerned with.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Nicole Mullis, the author of A Teacher Named Faith. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview, and join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.